Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent, and took an hammer in her hand, and went softly unto him, and smote the nail into his temples, and fastened it into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary, so he died. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they gat them away, and no man saw it, nor knew it, neither awaked. For they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them. And the roof of thy mouth like the best wine for my beloved, that goeth down sweetly, causing the lips of those that are asleep to speak. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. Tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him, and he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could he not watch with me 1 hour? And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Neither wist they what to answer him. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and were in jeopardy. And he kneeled down, and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep, saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation.